I'm Frank Vaughn. It's November 11th, 2024, Remembrance Day, and I remember. Even though I have not adorned a poppy for this video, I do have one. But I want to talk about symbols. I want to talk about their value. And I want to talk about Remembrance Day and how we have forgotten. We often talk about the left liking their symbols. They like to signal virtue. They like to wear their buttons. They like to wear their colorful flags. They like to wear their headscarves as symbols of their support for movements that they do little else for. Now, every year, we come together, we buy our poppy, we put it on, and we wear it to show that we remember. Yet the entire society has more than proven it has completely forgotten the lessons of war and the very things the great generation did and the things they wanted to build after they did those things have been thrown away. And not just this year. This is a process that's been ongoing for decades. Now, my own forefathers fought in the Second World War and fought bravely. And we are very fortunate that every member of my family came home. And I am here because they came home. But we have gutted this nation. We have gutted Canada. What they built, the independent nation that stood on strength and virtue, that built things, that was ethnically and culturally cohesive, that was representative of itself, has been thrown away. We have carved her up. We have sold her off. We have turned our military into a diversity, equity, and inclusion propaganda outfit. While they live in housing full of mold, collapsing around them, dilapidated, while they struggle to find weapons and ammunition and materials and supplies and radios just to get by, our leaders have dedicated an enormous amount of time and resources to teaching them about gender identity and rainbow nonsense. We are engaged in deconstruction. We are propagandizing our children in the schools with communist rhetoric. We are teaching them that they can change sexes as easily as they can put on a poppy. Do you think the great generation, looking out on the landscape of what we've done with Canada, would be proud of where we are? Would they say that we remember, that we are honoring the legacy? Or would they hang their heads in shame and weep for what we have done with this great nation? Our national identity is on the ropes. We now promote people who call you crazy and identify you with terrorism if you dare wave a Canadian flag proudly. The very people who stood up for freedom in 2022, who said it was wrong to ban people from living their lives, who said that the Charter of Rights and Freedoms actually had lasting value, were demonized, charged, and destroyed. Anybody who justly wrapped themselves in the Canadian flag was targeted for destruction and still are in late 2024. Your politicians, your leadership in the Trudeau-Singh coalition have demonized the Canadian flag, even went as far as to remove it as an official symbol when Canada had one of its more prominent anniversaries. Every day of the year, they stomp all over the proud legacy of the warriors who went to war and came home. And when they came home, they brought with them a set of ideas about family, about the sanctity of childhood, about building things, about maintaining peace through strength, built a Canadian industry that created finished products, out of which came the Avro Aero and an aerospace industry that could have been leading the world. And instead, we gutted it. We deconstructed it. We gave it all away. We decided to rely on other nations and other ideas for our national security. And then, once we had done that, we decided to destroy the entire idea of the nation in favor of the so-called first post-national state. And what does post-nationalism look like? Well, it looks like Khalistani separatists running wild in our streets, fighting with Hindus, with not a Canadian flag in sight as they try to sort out their ethnic and religious differences on our land. We have shunted aside the memory of Canada, the very thing that they fought for, in favor of this idea that we are nothing more than a melting pot, that every culture and every ethnicity in the world is worthy of celebration, except for that of Canada. You're not allowed to have a Canadian identity. You're not allowed to look at your native French Canadian, English Canadian roots and take pride in them. In fact, you're to be demonized and destroyed. We rip down our heritage. We destroy our statues. We edit history. We insert into young minds an ideology of destruction. We favor communism and Marxism over Hayek and freedom. And we think that we can just put on a poppy? And that would mean that we remember? That we can adorn ourselves in a symbol? When we spend the rest of our time stomping all over the legacy? Deconstructing and tearing it apart? Remembrance Day is one day a year. But remembrance is a process that takes place for all 365 days across the entire year. So we do it for one day, we wear a poppy for a couple weeks, and then we get back to the work of destroying everything, the entire legacy. That's my biggest problem with Remembrance Day. We have forgotten. Lest we forget needs to become, shall we remember? Western civilization, the very thing that was defended, the cornerstone of freedom, this idea that every person, every human is born with inalienable rights, has been sacrificed at the altar of central planning. That is not remembering. That is not just forgetting. It is a destruction of our heritage. The West is best. We did it better. We built better countries. We built the world in which we live. It's our success that other nations, other cultures, other groups emulate when they build their nations up. It is a sad state of affairs that there's often to be found in China and many other countries more common sense than there is to be found in the entirety of Western civilization, at least when it comes to the official representation of governments. We have a media industrial complex in this country that would make Joseph Goebbels hang his head in shame for how little he accomplished. They are dedicated to programming you. They are dedicated to enforcing an ideology upon you, which they could not possibly get into public acceptance if the ideas were weighed on their own merits. So they have to use the arms of the state to force those ideas through hate speech laws and through direct government funding. When you look at a local newspaper, a very significant percentage of it now is sponsored by the state. We have forgotten. We are doing things with hormone replacement and this gender ideology that would make Mengele hang his head in shame. And we're doing it officially. And we're saying that anybody who opposes it, anybody who wants to protect the kids, the sanctity of childhood, the thing that we created after the Second World War, we're saying that they're the mad ones and that they need to be outlawed and made illegal. The current government of Trudeau and Singh are passing a censorship bill that will put you in jail for memes, much like they're already doing in Great Britain. We have forgotten, and wearing a poppy ain't gonna mean anymore that we remember. It is not enough. So maybe we should invert this. Maybe on Remembrance Day we don't wear a poppy, and maybe we wear a poppy the other 364 days, because that would be a much better token of remembrance. And of course, I'm not saying that we shouldn't wear a poppy. What I'm saying is it's not enough. We turn out for ceremonies. We do all the things that we do on this day. And it's not that they're bad in of themselves. But tomorrow, we will go back to acquiescing to the absolute destruction of the nation we built in the wake of war. So instead of lest we forget, let's change it to it's time we remember. Did you know that I have a website, frankvaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again? And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.